Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge. Thank you for joining us. And this evening, we are standing in the middle of Washington, D.C. I've been looking out the window all day today and walking around Washington, D.C. The Capitol building is in my sights. The great Lincoln Memorial, of course, the Washington Monument, and the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, the Vietnam Wall, the Korean, and also World War II with the raising of the flag on Iwo Jima. I don't mind telling you that it is with great honor and a great sense of loyalty and patriotism to the nation that when you visit this great capital, Washington, D.C., it is something that touches your soul. Because the great men and women of history have come to Washington, D.C. over the centuries. Now, 231 years later, from that moment in 1776, when these great men, James Madison, the great constitutionalist, really the father of our Constitution, the father of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson, the great Ben Franklin, John Adams, Betsy Ross, all of the Minutemen that were back then. You've got Paul Revere, you've got Samuel Adams, you've got George Mason. Truly a band of men and women who birthed this country. And when you think about it, and you stand here in Washington, D.C., and you look at the great congressional building and the great congressional buildings, and you see history unfold before you. And I highly recommend to anyone to take a week, come to Washington, D.C., and see the Smithsonian and stand before Lincoln as he sits there and looks across the landscape. And you can even go to the Ford Playhouse there and see where he was shot that night. And then taken across to the Peterson House, and you can see where he took his last breath. The great heart of Abraham Lincoln stopped beating. And this great nation has so much great honor and extraordinary figures that you can really get in touch with. And there's the Air and Science Museum. You can see where the Wright brothers created the first airplane. You can see Apollo 13 capsule. You can see Charles Lindbergh's extraordinary airplane where he flew. You can see one of Da Vinci's paintings. There is so much art here. Rembrandt's. There's just history everywhere. And so it's really an honor to be here in Washington, D.C. this past several days. And this is where we're going to be bringing you the information and the news tonight. And I have a fantastic guest, a man who has done it all, really. And we have been to a fabulous conference put on by FAIR, that's Federation for American Immigration Reform, headed up by Dan Stein and the FAIR staff. It's been held at the Phoenix Park Hotel for the last 3 days, and it's going on tomorrow. And it's called HoldTheirFeetToTheFire.org. And I will come back to you after this commercial break. You're listening to Connecting the Dots with Frosty Wooldridge from Washington, D.C. We'll see you on the flip side of this commercial.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Michelle, I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Yes, and thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us with Connecting the Dots here in Washington, D.C. All day today, I was looking out over the Potomac. I crossed it a lot faster than George Washington did, as he, of course, started this country and battled at Valley Forge. There's history swirling all over Washington, D.C. When you walk these streets, you are walking where the great men and women have walked and talked, and there's even old bars and grills that have been around since that early time when they had horse buggies and stagecoaches and trains coming in. Without a doubt, it is such a great, just a great moment to be here. I can tell you, I go to the Vietnam War Memorial Wall there, and my old college roommate's name is on that thing, and I run my hands over his name, and I cry. Very powerful for each and every person who lost a loved one in the Vietnam War. And for those who are losing loved ones in the Iraq War, great tragedy, great pain, great suffering, and my heart goes out to each and every American citizen and family that has lost a loved one over there, man and or woman, soldier. I know that just yesterday, 9 more soldiers just lost their lives to a suicide bomber, so I am deeply touched, and we thank each and every family for supporting their soldier. And each and every American who has served, and each and every American who supports our soldiers, and may we wish them Godspeed in returning from this horrible war over there in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so with that, we also have, as the theme song always tells you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And one thing about Washington, D.C., there's all sorts of things going on. I think it's Congressman Kucinich today has filed an impeachment against Dick Cheney for bringing lies forward in causing the Iraq war based on these lies. And he was on CNN just recently. He's filing an official impeachment proceeding against Dick Cheney. So you can see that they're much fractured. And at the same time, the Gutierrez and Flake bill is now moving through Congress, and this is an amnesty, point-blank amnesty. And as you heard over the past months, again, and I have had a chance myself, and so has my guest this evening, had a chance to talk to 35 different radio announcers, the top radio hosts in the country. And for me, it's just been a chance to really get out there and bring this whole dynamic of the amnesty and the population overload that it is going to bring upon this country, and hopefully give American citizens more ability to understand what they're facing and take action. And so in the last 2 days, I've been on quite a few radio stations, and every time I get on, they say, oh, my gosh, our phone lines are lit up. Our email is going crazy. They want to have you back on. You're really speaking to what's happening to them, and it's been a pleasure. I've actually got to see and meet. I've already met and I know Tom Tancredo very well. He's running for president. He has my vote. Duncan Hunter also was there today, shook hands with him. Dana Rohrabacher, one of the congressmen, was there, ran into and shook hands with Steve King. He spoke at the 21st Century Paul Revere ride last summer. Some really extraordinary. Jack Martin of Fair was there, had a great audience. I also met Monica Ramos, the wife of the Border Patrol agent who's been jailed for 12 years for doing his job, along with was not his father, but it was an uncle, Joe, and I forget his last name, but Ramos's father was there. And it was just an honor to meet all these people. It was like star-studded walking around at the Phoenix Park Hotel with all these great American citizens. Roger Hedgecock was there, the John and Ken of the John and Ken Show in California. Peter Boyles out of Denver, Colorado, got to sit down and talk with him. And all these great, Lars Larson was there. Lynn Woolley from Texas was there. Mark Bernier was there. I got to interview with him. And it was really quite extraordinary. And so we got a chance to express ourselves. And Peter Gadiel, Joan Molinaro, these were folks that lost their loved ones in the 9/11 situation back in 9/11 2001, and great pain on their faces. Roy Beck from Numbers USA was there. And this evening, without further ado, I'd like to introduce the co-founder and the national director to firecoalition.com. For those of you who haven't spelled that correctly, it's FIRECOALITION, firecoalition.com. And his name is probably, you have remembered it from a former interview. He's been all over the nation. He is a West Point graduate, a U.S. Army officer, served with honor, and is now really working for our nation again. And he's got quite a few websites that we're going to go over, and I'd like to get his feeling on this. Welcome to the show, Jason Mrocek, and thank you very much for joining us. Welcome to Connecting the Dots.
Good evening, Frosty. Thanks for having me on again. It's been a real privilege.
You know, it's been a real thrill for me because we got to meet hand-to-hand here and really walk among some of the greatest activists in the United States today. Can you just give us a feeling for what you're sensing here at the Hold Their Feet to the Fire and some of the moments that you've really appreciated?
Yeah, you know, I'm very encouraged. You know, although we have a huge fight ahead of us, I am very, very encouraged at the amount of grassroots efforts that have just been, you know, really building momentum and are I wouldn't say culminating, because I think there's still a lot of momentum that we're building now. But, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of citizen activists who are paying their own way on their own dimes to come to Washington to speak with their congressmen, congresswomen, and senators. It's just so encouraging to me because that's exactly what is required here. And that's really what strikes me the most is, you know, I've been walking the halls of Congress for the last couple of days now and, you know, running into folks who are going in and making sure that they are holding the politicians' feet to the fire and not letting them off easy with, euphemisms and, you know, grand generalities and not being, you know, very specific about what they're holding their, you know, them accountable for. So that's what's encouraging to me. You know, we're in a crisis here and, you know, we'll go through some statistics tonight, I'm sure, to make sure that anybody who has been, you know, hiding under a pillow somewhere knows exactly what we're up against and why we need to get involved right now.
You know, totally agreed. And you have been standing up and speaking on these radio stations yourself. I'd like to have you right now, just for our audience, go over your website and what each one of them does. And ladies and gentlemen, again, as we connect the dots, get out your pencil and paper. This is not just a listen and see what happens program. This is a listen and then take action. And what we try to do each week is bring you not only the action items, we bring you the information that will give you the inspiration and the motivation to take those action items and make them your own, but not only make them your own, tell 10 of your friends who then tell 10 of their friends. And really, at firecoalition.com, you're going to have a tremendous amount of information and also action items that you can really dig into. So if you can go over those with us, Jason, that would be just great for the audience across the nation tonight.
Not a problem. You know, the most important website to remember this evening, if you only write one down, is firecoalition.com. From that website, you'll be able to get to all of our citizen projects, our nationwide projects. You'll be able to plug into all of our teams from the local level all the way up to the state level or regional level all across the United States. So the one website you want to remember for sure is firecoalition.com. And while you're there, you'll want to click on our a link to sign up for a fire team near you. And that way, it'll give you access to our newsletter that goes out every Monday, probably with the exception of 2 days ago. Since I was here in D.C., we couldn't get it out in time. But that's where we have our action items. We send out action items, alerts to what's new. You have the upcoming events for the next week. So a lot of information there. You'll want to go there. You know, probably the most well-known of our projects from our inception has been WeHireAliens.com. That is the website where citizens can go to search for the employers near them who are selling us out for the almighty dollar. We have collected over 3,500 companies, I believe, from 48 states in the country who are allegedly, in quotes, hiring illegal aliens. You know, we're getting information from, you know, former executives. We're getting information from former payroll people who are processing the false names and getting the letters back from Social Security Administration. We're getting information back from the operations managers who are being instructed not to call the people by their old names but by their new names because they had to go away and come back under a new name because of their false Social Security number. So these are the kinds of companies we're listing on the site, and the citizens out there can also add a company that maybe doesn't show up there yet and add that to the site. So it's a huge resource. We're getting over 1 million hits a month on average. We've been as high as 2.2 million. Who knows, maybe this last month it went over that. I haven't checked in a while. But and we're getting a lot of results. In, let's see, this past year, cumulatively, I think four companies have been busted that have been listed on our site. There was the IFCO raids, the pallet manufacturer. There was the Swift meatpacking plant. They were on our website like 8 months before, you know, ICE decided to start their investigation, admittedly. There's the Kreider poultry plant down in Georgia, and a recent one, I don't recall the name, it's up in Indiana somewhere. So, you know, it's working. We get calls from ICE agents to find out the information and get the contact information of the informants. Working the alien smuggling unit of the FBI, and the list goes on. So it's working.
That's excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Jason Rochek, the National Director for Fire Coalition. We'll be right back after this friendly word from our commercial sponsors. Thanks for joining us at Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Connecting the Dots. We are in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., on the Potomac River. And it is, as it has been for 231 years, a tumultuous time. The good, the bad, and certainly the ugly, as it manifests itself here in Washington, D.C. I remember back when I was in Washington, D.C. for the many activities in the 60s. You had the bombshell basin scandal. There's been all sorts of scandals in American history. Each time you turn around, whether it was Spiro T. Agnew, who had to resign the vice presidency because of his former activities, you also look at such things as Richard Nixon standing out there in the front of the White House and saying, "I am not a crook." Of course, that stuck, and we found out that he was in violation of his oath of office, the Watergate cover-up, and so forth. If you look down through time, here in the aisles of power, the old saying is that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and so one of the most important things is that the president has a term limit. And that started happening after Franklin D. Roosevelt got elected four times and served almost 16 years, and he almost became the king of America, and he died in office. And, of course, I think after that he was replaced by the neophyte at the time was Harry Truman, and And, oh, my gosh, the different kinds of personalities of presidents. Some of them have been quiet, unassuming. Others, you know, grandiose and Camelot like Jack Kennedy. All here, and all the good, and all the bad, and all the ugly. And, of course, right now we're in a very ugly period, a very bad period for the United States, a war that has been foisted upon the American public by some call him King George, a president who made up a bunch of lies to get us involved in Iraq, now having killed 3,200 American men and women soldiers and over 24,000 wounded. It's really a bad time for the United States, and Kucinich is going after Cheney for impeachment articles, and the war over there, of course, not being won, not being lost. It's a civil war, and American soldiers dying in the process or being maimed. So it's quite frustrating. On Sunday, yours truly gave a speech along with Colonel Rodriguez, U.S. former Army officer, many, many other speakers, Roger Hedgecock, Lupe Marino, Terry Anderson, the radio show host there in California. Oh, he talked about all of us being victims. Every American citizen is a victim of every and all of these illegal aliens as they take away our jobs, as they kill us on the highways from drunken driving, as they take, as they subtract from our wages, as they take over our school systems, as they have no respect for our rule of law, as they push their language and force us to accept their language, and as they are here illegally, they want rights. And so it's really amazing to see how this plays out. But there was a great crowd there on Sunday in Lafayette Park, right across from the White House. And we were literally, as I was, and in fact, I pointed to the right, to the White House, and I said, that man in the White House is in violation of his oath of office. When is he going to come to and really respect and represent the American people rather than foreigners who have crashed into our country, crashed our borders, and come here illegally? And certainly D.A. King, the ex-Marine who stands up and now in Georgia and helped create, along with Chip Rogers, the representative, the state representative, have created the greatest laws against illegal alien migrants in the state of Georgia, chasing them out. And it's going into total effect incrementally this July. So it means that we can take action at the local level. And that's what Jason Rochek is doing at the local level and at the state level and at the national level. Jason, if you could, please bring in some more aspects of your websites and what they can do for the folks out there that want to take action.
Sure. You know, you made some really great points just now, and something that I definitely want to highlight is that something that Terry Anderson said about us being victims. You know, when 25 of my countrymen are killed every day by an illegal alien, and when 105 criminal alien sexual predators are crossing the border every single day, each of whom has an average of four victims, when enough illegal aliens cross our borders to fill an NFL stadium in 1 week, if that is not an invasion as defined by Article 4, Section 4 of our Constitution, then I don't know what is. And the problem with all of this, and these are statistics that actually come out of our own government. These aren't stuff that I just pulled out of this thin air. The problem with all this is that it does highlight the fact that every facet of our lives are impacted negatively by illegal immigration. And that is really the message, that all of this is coming to a town near us if we aren't already experiencing it. You know, Iowa's impacted, Maine's impacted, North Carolina, all across the country. If you haven't seen these problems, you're going to. And so the idea that we are espousing at Fire Coalition is twofold. Our long-term strategy is obviously, as you referred to, we are getting no support, no follow-through on the oath of office from our national administration. So we're trying to build up the local level. We're working with local communities in the meantime until we change out the administration.
All right. We're going to be right back with Jason Rochek, the national founder of the Fire Coalition, give you more information. Thanks for joining us at Connecting the Dots. See you right after this commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Connecting the Dots. We're broadcasting from Washington, D.C. this evening. And if you got that pencil and paper out, let's take down this website because it is an extraordinary website. Also, again, each and every one of you can find that website that's going to be the most effective for you. This is the Patriot Union of America. It's www.patriotunion.org. That's patriotunion.org. And they're situated right here in Washington, D.C. at 2020 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Suite 1005, Washington, D.C., 2006. And the topics that they deal with is immigration as it relates to terrorism, the North American Union, cost impacts of illegal immigration, and other related topics, including the negative impacts on the middle class and the American workers. And if you will, you can recommended background preparation download and print the free comprehensive report, Operation Safe America. And that, again, of course, is at the patriotunion.org. And or you can just come to my website and I'll get you referred to that. Zeeland Bahn is, of course, the director there. And the key is he's working for you. And so go to that website, and I'll repeat that in the coming weeks and probably at the end of the hour. And the key is you're now given tools And these tools are empowering you at the individual level, at the community level, the statewide level, and the national level. And that's the big key. If you can, Jason, let's go over more of the things that folks can do when they get to WeHireAliens.com and certainly Fire Coalition and your other projects as they're coming up.
Sure. Yeah, so as a reminder, WeHireAliens.com is for use for all citizens to either find those companies near them who are hiring illegal aliens or to report
are
one.
What country forces incompatible cultures and people down its own throat as if nothing consequential will occur?
Yeah, we're absolutely addicted. For the past 20-plus years, we have
suffered driven us to death.
Yeah, we have driven ourselves into the point.
Are we getting a mix-up in the feed here?
It sounds. I can hear you now. It was
broken. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we're absolutely addicted to that labor. For the past 20 years, our employers have become more and more demanding of lower wages and wanting to pay lower wages. And now, when we're saying, well, we can't cry now that we're going to lose all these people if we deport them all, and then how are we going to find people to replace them? Well, the problem is not finding enough people to replace them who want to work. It's actually paying the labor, the wage that these people that these markets are going to allow for it. We have employers who have expected now to only pay these low wages. You know, I can get anybody to mow my lawn. It's not like I have to do, by the way, I do my own lawn. That's probably a poor example.
And so do I. Don't feel like you're the Lone Ranger.
Let's use a different example. I can find anybody to come in and, clean toilets or do whatever. It's not a matter of not having people willing enough to do it. I could get the President of the United States, George Bush, I could get him to clean my toilet. Do you believe me?
Anytime soon.
Well, I bet you if I paid him enough, he would probably come and do it. It's just a matter of price.
Yeah, it does get down to a matter of price. That's correct.
Yeah, so for a matter of price, it's a matter of paying actually what the market will demand, not the suppressed market that we're depending on illegal labor for, but the actual free market. If we were to do things legally, that is what we ought to be paying for these jobs. And I'm not a wage increase guy, but we've been too dependent on it in a phony way for too long. So, the websites that we've come up with are, like you said, they're tools that people can use to actually get involved because we're not getting support from the feds. So WeHireAliens.com. We also a couple other projects. We have OperationBankrupt.com, which kicked off, a month or two ago, and the first target was Bank of America, obviously, about their flop about offering, credit cards to illegal aliens.
Correct.
So, they were the first target. Obviously, Wells Fargo is going to be a target in upcoming months. Right now we're focused strictly on this amnesty, the Flake Gutierrez or any other amnesties that are proposed. So we want to get through this legislative session, make it to the end of the year where it's not going to be politically viable for the Democrats to actually try to pass something when they've got an upcoming election. So, and the one that I like to talk about a lot, obviously WeHireAliens.com speaks for itself. But Operation Body Count, OperationBodyCount.com is the website where we are, tracking statistics and offering, anecdotal evidence and stories of, as an example, Melanie Courtlang. You probably met her while you were here, Frosty.
Mm-hmm.
She
yes.
is the mother of a Amy Courtlang in San Diego.
That's correct.
Who was plowed into by a drunk driving illegal alien. And, I hope no one's callous enough to say, well, that's happening all the time. But the point is here that four times this person had been, this monster, had been arrested for drunk driving. The fourth time they finally deported him. 2 weeks later, he was back in the United States, got a job with a concrete company in San Diego County, and plowed into poor, beautiful Amy Courtlang.
Oh, I saw her mother crying today. She was weeping in front of the cameras, just totally lost all composure. I saw that. I witnessed that. This is a mother who's just lost her child.
And keep now bear that in mind as I tell you this story. So Melanie Courtlang and our San Diego County fire team leader, Kevin Bassinet, go into San Diego County representative, Susan Davis' office. They tell her story to this congresswoman or supposed congresswoman, and she has the gall to say, yeah, we need to do something about that drunk driving problem. This is a lady who it's not drunk driving. Four times ago it's drunk driving. You know, what does it take now to stop these people? Four times drunk driving, a deportation, and one dead person? Is that what it takes now to stop this problem? And then she had the gall to say how we really need a guest worker program. This is after Melanie told her story. This is the type of representative that we have in office right now.
You know, and we could also jump on the, Geraldo Rivera, who got into a Donnybrook knockdown verbal joust just about a week and a half ago on Bill O'Reilly's show. And Geraldo Rivera said, "Well, this is a drunk driving problem. You can't just target these illegal aliens. This is a drunk driving problem." My curiosity is, where's the disconnect here from reality?
Well, that is the problem, and it gets back to, again, you know, I quoted some statistics. You know, 25 a day are being killed, every single day. And there are these.
Could you break that down? I know the breakdown on that.
It's 12 every day are killed by first and second degree murder.
That's correct.
13 every day are killed by negligent homicide, things like
drunk driving,
things of that nature.
Right.
So those are extracted, like I said, from government statistics, the GAO report and Bureau of Crime Statistics report. Now, those are numbers. Well, now, folks like Amy and, Amy Story and Melanie Courtling telling that story to members of Congress, that's the human side to it. And that's what Operation Body Count's about. It's, these are staggering numbers, but there's a human story behind every single one of them, and this is coming to a town near you. And if we are not to do something about it, then we have no business saying that we're still, following the Constitution and, being here in D.C., as you've mentioned, it's, walking in history, except we are not doing it justice. You know, we have strayed so far off the path, that we are losing ourselves. You know, our country is going down the drain if we're not to do something about this problem.
You know, and back in 1776 there, those men that signed that great document that really kicked this country into being, created the birth of this greatest republic, this constitutional republic, pledged their lives and their fortunes. And I think if we look back in the history books, over half of them did lose their lives and did lose their fortunes. And yet they were willing to do that to bring every American citizen today this extraordinary freedom to pursue the American dream. They created the American dream. And yet right now, this dream is being pulled out from underneath us, just like a rug being pulled out from underneath you. And we today, in the last 2 days, saw some of the victims, Peter Gadiel, Joan Molinaro, the Ramos. I met Monica Ramos, the wife of the one of the Border Patrol agents. She's got three kids, and her husband, who was doing his job to protect the American taxpayer and citizen from being invaded by drug dealers, catches a drug dealer, shoots the drug dealer. The drug dealer is given total immunity from prosecution, comes over, and Johnny Sutton there in Texas throws not only Ramos but Campion and Hernandez in jail for 12 years. And this president sits there and he won't do his job and locks up the Border Patrol for doing their job. And am I not understanding something here when you have 25 deaths caused by illegal aliens in this country against American citizens? More Americans have died from illegal aliens than the entire Iraq war and Afghanistan war. And yet the president is arresting and jailing our own Border Patrol agents. I don't understand the disconnect on this thing, Jason.
I don't either. Let me offer two analogies for you. One is from my good friend Kevin James. He's a talk show host from California.
Uh-huh.
He likens this, 25 a day is 175 a week. And 175, that's about, what sits on a 757. If you witnessed or saw on the news one 757 plunging into the Pacific with a full load of passengers every single week, people would be out of their minds with rage, saying, "Why can't we stop this? What is going on? Let's investigate, whatever." Well, that is what is happening, except there's no planes involved. They're all spread all over the country.
Right.
They're being shot. They're being, stabbed to death. They're being plowed into by drunk drivers. It's the same number.
They're being raped.
Yeah, committing rape. There's 8 to 12 kids every single day that are molested by illegal aliens. Again, our government statistics. But yet no one seems to, well, number one, the mainstream media is not representing these. And as you suggested, not only all of Iraq and Afghanistan, but the 9-11 itself. On 9-11, you know what, 6,000 people died. Well, 25 a day works out to over 9,000 in 1 year.
That's correct.
So in 1 year, more Americans are killed by illegal aliens than in the entire war on terror and 9/11 combined in all those years.
I know, and again, as I sit here in Washington D.C., and you have sat here, and we've gone onto these radio stations and talked about this. I think across the nation, those of you who have your favorite radio host, you've been listening there at Hold Their Feet to the Fire. Go to that website, holdtheirfeettothefire.org. You'll see yours truly will be gave a speech at Lafayette Park along with D.A. King, Colonel Al Rodriguez, Terry Anderson, Roger Hedgecock, T.J. Bonner of the Border Patrol. The list goes on. English First. Some of the great representatives across the nation. I mean, I sit there and I go, oh my gosh, I'm shaking hands with the new 21st century Paul Revere, the new 21st century Mrs. Paul Revere, the 21st century Susan B. Anthony. I mean, Lupe Marino is just extraordinary, and so it was extraordinary. And we had counter demonstrators, and it, amazing to me, Jason, they were screaming at us from quite a distance. They had the big horses and separated us from them. Right. We had a permit to talk in the park, our First Amendment rights, and these people were screaming racist. But if you looked out into the to the audience of this Dustin Inman Society event, I saw Japanese Americans, I saw African Americans, I saw Korean Americans, I saw literally Hispanic Americans, and of course many of the speakers were minorities, and every race and creed and color. And how did they call? You were there. You heard it. How do they do that? Call folks racist? That they're. I mean, it's America. It's the color of the rainbow.
Yeah, it's a knee-jerk reaction. It's something they've been trained to do for whatever reason, through whatever sources they're getting their information. They tell them, well, you have to scream racist because that will bring them to their knees, and they can't come back from that, and they'll want to cower in fear because they don't want to be called racist. You know, look. If it's racist to demand the equal enforcement of our laws under the Constitution, then so be it. But I was pretty sure that that's not the definition of racism anymore. Who said anything, you know, in this conversation? I don't think you and I have even talked about a race involved with illegal immigration, have we?
No, we sure, well, you know, and I can't and I won't, because it really has to get down to, and it is about illegality, the
right.
Breaking of the rule of law, and that's what we have, of course, addressed, and nothing else.
Yeah, and you know, if it's one thing that I can just encourage everybody to do, it is to get out of the chair, get up off of the couch, get out there, get over to the computer, do some research, send emails to your friends saying, you know what, I heard this great guy on Frosty Wilders today. He is connecting the dots for us. You need to check into some of these things that he's got on his programs. He's giving you the information you need to get informed and to really take action on this thing, because if we don't do it now, we will lose our country, and it may not be in a violent war. Of course, it may also, but it will be one piece at a time, like it has been for the last 30 or 40 years.
You know, I certainly agree, and one of the things, I drove north. I came in from the north this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, the highway 370 coming out of Frederick, Maryland, at 6 in the morning was 3 lanes wall-to-wall, stop and go, 45 miles out of Washington, D.C. proper. I mean, and ladies and gentlemen, we're going to add, via immigration, 100 million more people to the United States. And I'm sitting here wondering, how can you put more lanes in? How can this many cars have burned this much oil and continue? It's almost beyond astounding. Jason, can you answer me this question? What is it that American citizens who are not doing anything right now, not getting involved, sitting back in their Barker lounger, What is it that they don't understand when it comes to the next 30 years from now, 2040, 33 years, 100 million more people in this country, all driven by immigration, and the impacts are going to just desecrate their children's lives? What is it that they don't understand and why?
Frosty, I wish I could answer that question. If I had to answer that question, we would have a totally different landscape in our halls of Congress right now. We just had elections, and, you know, unfortunately, I don't think it necessarily went our way. And if I had the answer to that, we'd have already put that information out to everybody to get them to, I mean, you know, if a magic switch or a silver bullet, I wish we had it. I don't have the answer to that. But I'll tell you, you know, if it's the fact that I'm just an average American, not me, but your listeners, if you're saying I'm just an average American and, you know, what can I do? And, well, I'm just one person. You know, there is a quote by Everett Hale said, "I am only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something I can do. What I can do, I will do. By the grace of God, I sure will do."
That's outstanding, Jason. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Jason Rochek, the national founder of Fire Coalition. We'll be right back, and if you've got some phone calls, call us at 1-800-313-9443 and ask Jason a question in the last 10 minutes of the show. Thanks for joining us at Connecting the Dots. Be back after this commercial break.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, from Washington, D.C. this week. Again, it's been a great honor to sit here and just look at and share the spirit of Thomas Jefferson in the Thomas Jefferson Memorial. looking across the Potomac River, looking at the great Abraham Lincoln, certainly the Washington Monument, all the great statues, George Mason, and all of our, you know, our founding fathers, the men and women who brought this country birthed this country and brought it into creation. It's just it's an extraordinary time for us. We have a caller, Richie from Louisiana. You want to give a question to Jason Marocek? Welcome to the show, sir.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. It's kind of a question, observation. It's sheer frustration. Mm-hmm. And I pose this to both of you. When we have a president and a government that absolutely refuses to do anything about this, what am I going to do? I'm going to call my congressman? You know, these people aren't going anywhere. The only way they're going to be taken out of the nation is physically. Someone will have to put hands on them and remove them. And that, unless the government is behind that, you're going to be arrested as a vigilante or some violent nut. When your government refuses, absolutely refuses to address this issue, well, what? What do you mean? Do what? What am I going to do?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and you're mirroring and echoing the frustrations and the anger across the nation, Richie. And one of the things, I talked to Tom Tancredo today, and I talked to him this morning, in fact, and he's talking about, and if he is elected president, you
no
will
chance.
Get action where it's,
no
it's called...
No chance. He doesn't stand a chance.
Well, you just never know, because they said the same thing about Jimmy Carter. And the key is, if one candidate answers all the questions and catches the public fancy, such as a Tom Tancredo, then it's possible, it's very possible that the public sentiment will grow. And his goal is to create attrition through enforcement. In other words, enforce the laws, just like what Dwight D. Eisenhower did back in 1954.
Them. I'm afraid we've lost this battle.
Well, you can't. If you think you've lost, you have definitely lost. If you think that Tom Tancredo can't win, then there's no question. Then we might as well give it up. But Jason, can you answer Richie's frustration? Because I feel the same frustration.
No, I perfectly understand. And sometimes I feel so hopeless. You know, what is one call going to do? But the point is if you know, Richie, imagine if you know 1 or 2 or 3 million people across the country are thinking the same thing as you, and at the same time are saying, you know what, I'm not going to make that call.
But well, they are making the calls. We are contacting our legislators. They refuse to do it. The fix is in, gentlemen.
And I understand. And many of them, they will not do anything. But I have had probably about eight meetings with about 8 separate congressmen, congresswomen, and their staffs in the past 2 days. And all the ones that I spoke to, now again, you know, this is sitting in their offices, but I'm a pretty good judge of character. Of all of those, at least half, if not three-quarters of them, are on the same page as we are. Now the problem is, you know, they're not just... There's more than just that. So, we do have to continue to call because that's what they say. That does make the difference. But in the meantime, that's just a long-term strategy. In the meantime, we have to put the pressure on locally. There's nothing is going to happen in this country until it happens locally.
And then the ACLU will come in and the federal people will shut down any local government that does anything about it. They're going to get sued by the ACLU, Mecha, La Raza, and then the federal government because George Bush wants this.
Well, I understand that, but there's also a thing called tipping point and massive frustration at such a level that it creates a counter-critical mass.
Revolution.
Well, we're hoping that we get to a little more positive outcome than that, and that's why it takes your action at the local level. Jason, just give us your websites again for the last 30 seconds of the program, and we can appreciate your visiting again, and we'll have you back. I sure appreciate all your work.
No, I want to thank you. Those websites are www.firecoalition.com, and that will get you to all the information you need, the websites. And I want to remind people that you do not have to wear a uniform to serve your country. So get out there and actually get active. Go to our site, get on a fire team near you, and we will plug you into what makes a difference.
Thank you very much, Jason. It certainly was an honor to meet you and see you this week in Washington, D.C., and we'll be back in touch. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Jason Marocek,